content of the following program is not intended to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, treatment, or cure. Always consult your physician or a health professional with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition.
One Life Radio is brought to you by our sponsors, great companies like Sun Warrior. Sun Warrior is a premium, all-natural raw superfood company dedicated to providing the best vegan plant-based protein powders and supplements. Go to sunwarrior.com to learn more about all of their products and use the code OLR for 20% off your order. Crazy Water, the only mineral water bottled in Texas. Enviromedica, makers of Terra Flora, a novel broad-spectrum symbiotic formulated with a combination of spore-form probiotics and advanced food-based ancient prebiotics. Wild Foods, small batch superfoods from around the world. Use the code OLR for 20% off. Wild Foods was founded out of an obsession with finding the best ingredients in the world to support health and longevity. Paleo Magazine, the well-being journal and the International Society of Sports Nutrition. Be sure to go to our Thorn Research Dispensary on our website for 20% off all their products and free shipping. Thank you for listening to One Life Radio.
Higher, baby. You want to go higher, baby? I know I do. This is Bernadette with Ronaldo Davis. We are broadcasting live from Dallas, Texas, on iHeartMedia and on KMET in Southern California on ABC News Talk. And I'm continuing my show from home, like so many broadcasters all over the world. And so it's going a little better. I'm starting to get used to it, Ronaldo. You know, I'm chilling like a villain today.
Starting to get the hang of things now.
I am. And, you know, so right now I just stepped out into my patio. I'm on the upper part of my house, and I'm actually looking down at my boy, Charlie. And so, you know, I'm starting to ease into it. But I got to tell you, like, last week I was so inside my head. Like, you know, when you go somewhere to work and you drive there every day for 9 years, and you walk up the steps and go up the elevator and do all these things, it gives you, I don't know, it's like prepping for the game. And when I finished the show on Friday, it like occurred to me, what would it feel like for someone like Tom Brady, for all of a sudden for someone to say to him, hey, Tom, the game's in your backyard today.
Right.
And there's no fans, you know, so there's been a little bit of adjustment, but you know, I've had a fabulous weekend. I got to really spend some time in nature, and I actually even wrote some poetry. And, you know, I checked out a new Sprouts that's over on this end of town now. And I, you know, I did a lot of really cool stuff. What did you do?
Yeah, I just pretty much sat and chilled all weekend, just like the past few weekends. Just nothing but chilling.
Well, you know, I've been doing a lot of writing. And when I get really relaxed, that's what I do. I even wrote a poem. I got turned on by this incredibly cool book that just came out a few weeks ago, Poems by NQ, and it's called Inquire Within. If you change the present, you change the past and the future. And it is one of the most well-written, thought-provoking books I've picked up in many, many years. It's absolutely astounding. And so it's called Inquire Within by NQ, Poems by NQ, I-N-Q. And he's just this really cool guy that is, you know, got this incredible resume. He's a National Poetry Slam champion, award-winning poet, and multi-platinum songwriter. He's also being named to Oprah's Super Soul 100 list of the world's most influential thought leaders, being the first spoken word artist to perform with Cirque du Soleil, and then featured on A&E, ESPN, and HBO's Deaf Poetry Jam. But my mom used to write poetry, and I've written songs, but I've never really written poems. So he encouraged everybody through this live Instagram that he did for everybody to write a poem and then find someone in your life to share it with. So I put it on Instagram. And, you know, I'm not really good at, Canva. So it, but I felt so inspired that I did it anyway. And so I'll look on Instagram. I'll read it real quick here. And I was, you know, walking around my property, talking to the birds. You know how I love my birds. And I just had this, I had this thought while I was walking around my property and cleaning out the doghouse and picking up the June bugs and setting them out into the grass. And I thought, this is so spiritual. It really is, because I felt so attuned with the universe at that moment. Yeah. So I wrote this. So if you can't get to your man-made temple, step outside yourself and walk into it. Nature, it's always there waiting to heal you. Stop for the struggling June bugs that appeared overnight and move them kindly to a safe resting place. And that's what spirituality is to me. It's about just, you know, being in touch with nature, the birds, the June bugs and everything. We all have our place in the universe and we all work together. So that's my message for today. How'd you like it?
I like it. I love it.
I want to talk about. I do. We've got an incredible show coming up. We've got the benefits of full spectrum hemp oil with Rhett Taylor and Adrienne Zimmerman. They are the co-founders of Ned CBD Oil, one of our new sponsors. And so, you know, I was one of the biggest supporters of the education process about CBD oil. I believe in it so much. I believe in the legalization of marijuana and a lot of things that are natural healers out there in nature. And so, we've also got Dewan Bennett on the show. He's going to be talking about understanding complex trauma. And one of the things that that I really wanted to do today is continue this spiritual talk, if you will. And so I want to introduce Naveen Mendoza. She's part of the show. She's bringing you your daily dose of spirituality. So you can always reach her at thespiritualdaily.com. How are you doing today, Naveen?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm all over the place. I'm so full of energy. I don't know what to do with myself. But I'm full of life. And, you know, there's a lot to be thankful for. Even though the country and the world is in a very difficult place right now, I still say that you can find joy by just simply, you know, sitting down and thinking about it and looking for it. And so what is our dose of spirituality today?
Yes, and I completely agree with you, especially right now. So today's daily dose of spirituality is going to be to remember that spirituality is a practice, right? So especially right now, we're a few weeks into quarantine and people can start feeling a little restless. You know, we're ready for things to open and, you know, you've been stuck with your family, you've been stuck with your kids and, you know, you love them, but, you know, you know how that
yeah.
goes.
Mm-hmm. It's important. Yeah, they can wear out your nerves. I mean, they just can't. Yeah. Anybody can wear out your nerves. That's where the expression familiarity breeds contempt came from.
Right. Yeah, exactly. And so, but it's important to remember that spirituality is a practice. So allow yourself to feel the emotions. Allow yourself to learn from the emotions that come up right now. Everyone all around the world is going through a huge change right now. We're all growing. We're all transforming. And so it's important to remember to allow yourself to experience the feelings that are coming up, learn from them, and allow yourself to be guided back to your center. But it's okay. It's important to remember that it's okay to feel the uncomfortable feelings that come up. And just remember that it's not forever. You know, this pandemic is not forever. Things will go back to, you know, maybe not completely normal, but, you know, things will go back to relatively normal or new normal. And
I was going to say a new normal. Let's hope that they don't go back to the way they were. I think there's a lot of blessings from this tragedy that's happened to the earth, that's happened to everyone on the earth, the animals, the human beings, like everyone, our environment. I mean, it's a huge wake-up call. That's the way I see it. And so many things that we've been doing wrong, this is our opportunity to put ourselves in check and change things and really focus on what's truly important. And number one on that list is family and health. I guess that's two.
Yeah.
I actually thought about you a lot this weekend because you're so spiritual and, you know, I had my friend David Hurt, who owned Wild Birds Unlimited, delivered bird seed on Friday. And that's kind of what started it because he's truly an intellectual and he's an intellectual specifically. He's an expert in birds. And so while he was delivering the bird seed, we started checking out all the beautiful birds on my property. And I actually saw a white-winged dove, you guys, you know, like the song from Fleetwood Mac, White-Winged Dove. I think that's the name of the song. Anyway, you know what I'm talking about, right?
Right.
What's the name of the song?
I do.
What is it, Ronaldo? Do you
say it again.
What's the name of it? The name, you know, it says, the white-winged dove, you know, sings a song. I can't think of the words.
Yeah,
but you know what I'm talking about.
Right,
is that the name of the song?
It's on the tip of my tongue. I can't think of it right now.
Yeah. Well, anyway, so I have all these beautiful, incredible birds on my property, and I was just feeling it and enjoying them. It's free, you know, and it made me think of how grateful I am for the property that I have, for the birds that come to me, you know, to be fed, and the joy that they bring to me every single day. But we all have that. You know, we all have that. All you have to do is step outside, and that's why I wrote that poem. Even something as simple as the little June bud, you know, pick it up and put it safely in the grass so it doesn't lay there and suffer. We could do that to one another, is my message.
Yes, I love that.
I'm not as slick as you are in my delivery. But I've got all
enthusiasm. Yeah, it is all about the little things and learning to, if this pandemic has taught me personally anything, it's been to slow down and to really enjoy the little things and to remember the little things that matter the most sometimes.
Well, was it you or somebody told me that birding is coming back? So birding, I guess, is the practice of appreciation for birds and going out and actually watching them and, you know, just building an planting trees on your property where you attract birds. And, you know, David told me something that was really sad, and I had it written down here somewhere, something like there's 30% less birds, the population of birds that has gone down in the last, like, 30 years. That should make everyone, you know, really listen to the earth, listen to one another, because, I mean, 30% less birds, that's a huge number.
That makes me think that we need to do something different, because that's almost half. That's
right.
That's too much.
Yeah, that's
something's
right.
Something's not working there.
Well, I personally am going to plant some red oaks because they're native trees down here. I'm going to start planting red oaks on my property. But we've got a fantastic show. Nabi is always a part of the show behind the scenes. But we've got Dewan Bennett coming up, and Rhett Taylor and Adrian Zimmerman. We're going to be talking about the benefits of full-spectrum hemp oil and understanding complex trauma. We'll be right back, everyone. Stay tuned. You're listening to One Life Radio. Bernadette with Ronaldo Davis, and I've got Rhett Taylor and Adrian Zimmerman on the line. Rhett is the co-founder of Ned, NedCBD. HelloNed.com is their website. His passion for natural remedies was inspired by his 15 years as a successful entrepreneur. He co-founded the Green Building Council of Brazil, the country's leading voice for sustainability, and taught thousands of New Yorkers how to reconnect with nature and move naturally through one of the city's most popular meetup groups, Move Nat NYC. And Adrian Zimmerman is a serial entrepreneur and brand builder. He was a founding partner of ProBible.com, which is a popular men's lifestyle and entertainment brand that grew to over 15 million readers per month. He was also executive director of the LAD Bible Group in the UK, the fourth most viewed global media and entertainment property in the world, where he sat as an advisor since its inception. Such an honor to have both of these gentlemen on the show today with us. How are you doing, Rhett and Adrian?
Bernadette, it's Rhett, and I'm doing great. Unfortunately, you've only got myself. Adrian's unable to join, but I'm thrilled to be here.
Oh, that's okay. You know what? You know, everything happens for a reason, right? So it's so great to have you on the show with us. It is. You got to follow the universe, right?
You know, when we spoke earlier, you and I connected so well, and I think Adrian was he was like, you know, you take this one. The two of you got along so well. So again, I'm thrilled to be speaking with you.
Well, I'm thrilled to be speaking with you. And yeah, and sometimes, you know, like I said, you just got to follow the universe, right?
That's right.
Benefits of and so you guys have done a tremendous thing here, you know, starting NedCBD. And I have to thank you, you know, on the air to in front of all of our listeners for believing in the work that One Life Radio does, because education is key in changing this planet and changing our lives and ultimately achieving wellness. And CBD oil is definitely a part of that, in my opinion, and I'm sure yours. So let's dive into this, okay? So there are so many variables to look at when it comes to judging, really, the quality of hemp oil, and there's so many brands out there now. So how can you know if the hemp oil that you're buying is high quality?
Yeah, it's a good question. And it was a question I was asking myself when I was a consumer, when my mom was diagnosed with breast cancer and I was looking for natural remedies for her. And I spent a long time, 2 years back in 2014 and 15, trying to figure it out. You know, since then, though, it's become even more of a Wild West show. And yeah. There are no regulations. And so it's a great question. So one of the things people should start by looking for is not just CBD, but the full spectrum of cannabinoids. And CBD is one of the cannabinoids. There are a couple hundred others, more being discovered all the time. But those are like CBN and CBG and CBC. And so, you know, CBN gets all the credit, but without the others, you don't get the full effects. It's like a rock band where CBD is the famous front man and, you know, but without the drummer and the bassist and the lighting guy and the roadies, you're not getting the full effect.
Many people don't even realize, they don't rest that we even have an endocannabinoid system that we've always had. And so it's kind of actually remarkable how, you know, just in the past, you know, basically 10 years, we've discovered that we have an endocannabinoid system. How did we not know that before now?
Yeah, well, it was only discovered in the late 90s, and it's present in all living beings other than insects, and it's one of the biggest regulators in the body. So it's important that we feed it. And we're not doing a good job these days without supplements. So that's why CBD and, again, the full spectrum of cannabinoids are so helpful, because you're feeding that system, which regulates so many other systems within the body.
Yeah. Well, so let me ask you this, because I know people ask me this all the time. What is the difference between regular hemp oil and full spectrum hemp oil?
Sure. Well, full spectrum hemp oil, again, will have those full cannabinoids, all of the cannabinoids within, also the terpenes, the trichomes, the flavonoids, and the whole part of the plant. And that's the way we create ours. And you know, we're learning more and more every day about cannabinoids. And until we have a much better understanding, we rely on the way Mother Nature created it. And we want to keep it as close to the biological integrity of the plant as possible. So that's really our approach. And it's, you know, your earlier question, how can people look for good quality? And so that's part of it, keeping the full plant together. Another way is trying to understand how the extraction is done. We use a cold ethanol extraction using organic food grade ethanol. And that's really the most gentle, kind, like least intrusive process. It's also the slowest and the most expensive. But when we set out to create our product, we wanted to create the best. So unfortunately, a lot of other companies don't do that.
Well, yeah. Well, and your story, that both of you guys, and I'm sorry Adrian couldn't jump on with us, but you guys have some incredible stories, really. You know, Adrian is the one that when we were talking, was in the middle of a huge meeting, right? And had a panic attack. Isn't that the story?
Yeah, he was giving a presentation to his entire company, which was 75 people or more. And And he had given this, you know, he every Monday he gave a presentation. And but for some reason that Monday or whatever day it was, he had a panic attack. And what it was,
yeah,
is he came to realize that he was not living up to his values. And
well, yeah,
his values were rooted in really just the wrong place. And it was, mm-hmm, in materialism and fun, and, you know, parties and materialism and trying to, you know, get up the corporate ladder kind of thing. And so,
oh, yeah,
it all came to a head.
Well, which so many of us are guilty of that, you know, and so many people deal with panic attacks. I mean, you know, it's difficult. Life is very difficult to navigate through sometimes. And so, you know, I have to ask this question because I've been dying to know, where does the name Ned come from? Because, you know, you're Rhett, he's Adrian, who's Ned?
Yeah. Well, you know, when we wanted to start our business, we looked at the industry and we saw that the names were all very, either very scientific and serious sounding, or perhaps a little too
goofy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And what we wanted to do was create a company that would be entirely approachable. And I thought back to the conversation I had with my mom when I suggested that she begin using CBD and cannabinoids, and she was super apprehensive. She said, I don't smoke marijuana. I never have. And she had this association with marijuana and something bad, and illegal, but it's
right,
not. And I had to explain that to her. And so we wanted to create a company that was entirely approachable so that you could have that conversation with your parents or your grandparents or your aunt and uncle and be able to point to a company that was doing it with that approachability. And we looked much more like a beauty product or a bath product than we do a CBD company per se.
Yeah, I just ordered the salve. I can't wait to get it. I'll probably get it today. I'm really looking forward to it. But, you know, your products really are different from other lines out there. So what specifically differentiates your line of CBD products from others? And it seems like they're geared towards women with some of the products that you have, particularly focused on hormone balance and our menstrual cycles.
Yeah. Well, that was a direct result of just listening to our customers. And, you know, Adrian and I, we did our customer service. We call it customer happiness for the first year plus. And so we fielded hundreds and thousands of calls and emails. And we had a lot of women reach out to us wondering whether CBD and cannabinoids would help with hormone balance, with period discomfort. And it does, but we saw a need. And we decided that we would really lean into it and create a product line that was specifically focused on those two needs, and then also include other botanicals and herbs like black cohosh and cramp bark and valerian that have been known throughout time and across cultures as helping women. And we created it. And, you know, Adrian and I, we looked at each other and we said, well, we're two men and we could research this to death, but we'll never know what it really feels like. So
well,
the first thing we did was we gathered an amazing group of women to really bring it home.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm so proud of them.
Well, it's important. And I have to say, you know, it takes a man to make a woman. So we work together on this thing. And, but you know, one of the things that I didn't know about Ned is that we can give, you know, Ned products to our pets.
Oh, yeah.
You know, there's a lot of confusion around that. People think, oh, well, you have to have a special formulation for your pets. And so your products, I can use with Charlie, my dog Charlie, who's such a nutcase, my recent rescue. Yeah,
yeah,
I'm looking
absolutely
at him now. He just stepped outside. Hi, Charlie.
Hi, Charlie. Yeah, absolutely. And many, many customers do. And it's... It's, you know, when we first started, people said, oh, you got to create a dog treat and a line for pets and a line for this and a line for that. And we said, you know, one of our tenets is to keep it simple. And so we did. And our tincture can be used both for pet owners and for pets themselves. And there's no reason to have a separate line for pets. In fact, we much prefer when people use ours because we know how pure and clean it is for them.
Well, the endocannabinoid system needs fed just like every other, or nurtured, I should say, nurtured and fed with the right nutrients, like any other part of our, any other system in our body, whether it be our nervous system, our digestive system, you know, it's because, but the human, you know, and the endocannabinoid system is particularly fascinating because it's a network of receptors that spread throughout our entire body, right, that control some of our most vital life functions, including our immune system at the top of that list.
Absolutely. And it's amazing the difference when people start nurturing that system, the difference that they begin to feel. And I see it mm-hmm. myself. I see it with my wife every night when she gets a good night's sleep, which she never has her entire life until she started using our products. And so, yeah, it's once that is nurtured, it can truly make a world of difference.
Well, I know my youngest daughter, she's 15. I bought the one for the Period Ease, I think is the name of it. Mm-hmm. And she loved it. Mm-hmm. And so there's so many, and I, like I said, I didn't know, you know, I could buy it for my pet. So many more questions I want to ask you, but we need to go to break. I hope you'll jump back on the air with me soon though, because I'm so passionate about this particular, you know, conversation, this topic. And I have been for many, many years. I feel like it is a gift from nature that so many people have not tapped into yet. So I hope you'll come back soon.
I'll be happy to anytime, Bernadette. Thank you so much.
All right, Rhett, and thank you again for supporting One Life Radio. I can't wait to talk to you again. You have a great day. It's Monday, right? So it's a new week full of hope and fresh possibilities. So take care, absolutely, my friend. Okay.
You too.
All right. All right, bye-bye. Okay, everyone, we're going to go to break. And you're listening to One Life Radio. When we come back, DeJuan Bennett, we're going to be talking about understanding complex trauma. Talk to you in a minute. You are not around. Slowly drifting away. Wave after wave. Slowly drifting. And it feels like I'm drowning. Welcome back to One Life Radio, everyone. This is Bernadette with Ronaldo Davis, and I have DeJuan Bennett on the line. He is a licensed professional counselor with over 11 years of counseling experience from Vallejo, California. DeJuan has two master's degrees, one in counseling and another in psychology. He is currently in the process of finishing up his PhD in clinical psychology. He is the owner of Healthy Life Interventions Counseling in Oklahoma City, as well as his private practice, D. Bennett Counseling, here in Dallas. DeJuan believes that the key to mental and behavioral success is the ability to master self-awareness and emotional control. I absolutely love this guy. How are you doing today, DeJuan?
I am okay. Good to hear your voice, Bern.
I've got so much energy today, DeJuan, that I feel like I'm bouncing off the walls in this room that I'm doing the show in. I've got the door open and Charlie's down. I put a video out on our social. But I didn't even think about that last week as I was so nerved out doing the show from home that I could, like, put Charlie out in his little cage and actually talk to him during the show. So, but it's so great to have you on. It really is. We always have the best conversations. Today, our topic is understanding complex trauma. So, you know, I had to Google this one because I thought I knew, but I wasn't quite sure. What is complex trauma?
Well, complex trauma is caused by repeated and long-term traumas. And they can be both physical and emotional in emotional nature. So when you're seeing someone who has complex trauma, you're going to see a type of trauma that has continued over throughout their development. So it's not necessarily an isolated incident like we may see with PTSD. It's something that has continuously happened again and again and again.
So a good example I'm thinking would be like long-term family violence or domestic violence.
Yes, long-term family violence or sexual abuse. Maybe somebody who was held in like a concentration camp, or someone kind of who was held against their will. When we're talking about complex trauma, this is usually done perpetrator is someone who comes from a place of trust, usually a caretaker or like a family member, or in some cases it can be like a pastor or a rabbi or a priest, somebody that they trust, somebody that uses their relationship of influence in order to manipulate that person into getting, whether they're abusing them as a result or they're engaging in an inappropriate sexual relationship.
Right. Well, you know, when you said pastor, it made my mind immediately went to my brother who, tried to commit suicide the first time when he was 17 years old. We didn't know this until actually just a few years ago that he was, sexually molested multiple times when he was an altar boy with the Catholic Church. And so, and very controversial subject, but, you know, so this kind of complex trauma like that, or long-term family violence, sexual abuse by a trusted family member, all these things, does this complex trauma have a higher percentage of leading to, like, severe mental illness?
Yes, and one of the reasons that it does is because, again, there's a lot of different ways that, so if you think about our bodies, we're constantly developing, and our minds is constantly creating neural pathways that are for more so adaptable, appropriate behaviors. Well, unfortunately, due to being in, so let's say a person who's sexually abused, they may take on certain behaviors such as disassociation, where they kind of are not present in their mind and their body, or more so depolarization, depersonalization, where they're actually mentally able to look at themselves from without, outside of their bodies, meaning that the trauma is so hard for them, they kind of have to go into a different place mentally. Well, what that does to you is over time, it keeps you from being able to be grounded and focused in the world and where you are today. So there's going to be concentration issues. There's going to be issues with focus. Not only would you have those memory issues, but you're going to also have issues with creating relationships, right? Forming proper relationships. Just to think about it, if somebody who was in a very abusive sexual relationship over time, in order to minimize the abuse, they became the aggressor in the relationship, meaning that, okay, so you don't have to come in here and beat me and punch me just to rape me. I'm going to seduce you to hurry up and get over with. Well, if you think about it over time, as they start to feel fearful or triggered growing up in life, they're going to start engaging in these seductive behaviors simply because they think that somebody is trying to hurt them. That's going to cause a lot of long-term mental health issues and mental illness.
Oh, yeah. Well, I would think that it would develop multiple personality like disorder. Were you like that book and movie Sybil from many years ago, where I think she had like 8 or 9 different personalities in order to cope with this complex trauma, if you will, or this long-term trauma that she was exposed to? I believe it's been years since I read the book, but a friend of mine and I have conversations about psychology a lot, and she recently brought this up like a couple of weeks ago when we were talking about someone that we know that, you know, had gossiping about them, but trying to understand and help this person that really was suffering from multiple personalities. Is that something that is a result of this type of complex trauma as well?
Does that make sense? You can take on traits as of somebody who may have borderline personality disorder, which you're seeing unclear shifting in their image, or self-harm, or extreme emotional swings, or unstable relationships. So complex trauma can cause a person to not only take on certain symptoms such as ADHD, issues with memory and focus. You also see somebody who may have issues with, exhibiting borderline personality disorders, where they're constantly going in and out of personalization or identifying who they are.
Wow. Well, I'm going to ask you how to identify this after the break. We're going to go to break here for just a minute, and we'll be back. Everyone, I'm speaking with Dewan Bennett. Our topic is understanding complex trauma. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. You're listening to One Life Radio.
Baby, and
to One Life Radio, everyone. If you're wondering what we're talking about, I spotted a white-winged dove on my property on Friday, and there's several of them living on my property, which makes me incredibly happy. And welcome back to One Life Radio. If you're just now joining us, my name is Bernadette, and I'm here with Dewan Bennett and Ronaldo Davis on the controls. Dewan Bennett is a licensed professional counselor with over 11 years of counseling experience from Vallejo, California. Today, we're talking about understanding complex trauma. Before the last break, I was going to ask you, how do you identify complex trauma? So how do you, Dewan, how do you know if you're suffering from complex trauma?
Okay, so one of the key things that you want to try to always make a distinction between is the difference between PTSD and complex trauma. Obviously, when we're talking about PTSD, we're usually talking about an isolated situation. We're talking about an acute trauma that results from a single incident. So whether that's being in a car accident, being in a situation where there was some type of violence that happened, or just being in a domestic violence relationship where there was one incident of domestic violence.
Mm-hmm.
When we're talking about complex trauma, I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
I was going to say, well, we're talking about complex trauma. We're talking about these things have been prolonged and they've happened multiple times. And we're also talking about multiple types of trauma. So not only are we talking about somebody who may be physically abused, they also may be sexually abused. They also may be held captive. They also may witness other people being harmed and hurt, et cetera. So you're seeing a lot of those different things. You're going to see someone who's not only just hypervigilant, but anxious, has nightmares, difficult with escaping from relationships or situations, trouble sleeping. They're going to have a lot of the symptoms with PTSD, but also more of the developmental symptoms with attachment, developing relationships, trust within themselves, security, et cetera.
Yeah, it's disturbing to think about, you know, because you know that person has suffered tremendously to get to a point where, you know, they're in a situation where they're truly suffering from complex trauma. And one of the things I was thinking about is, like, I know this is a very off color topic to bring up, but pedophiles, you know, they
yes.
are molested when they're children. And so how do they break that cycle? How does their complex trauma, if ever, get healed?
You know, one of the big things that kind of lead to the trauma becoming prolonged and repetitive is the secrecy associated with it. There's this secrecy that we're not allowed to talk about this. You know, unfortunately, manipulators are really good at convincing children, and in some cases, even adults, that, hey, if you tell anyone about this, they're going to take you from me. Or if you're telling anyone about this, they're going to put you in jail or they're going to hurt you. So there's a secrecy component with it. Unfortunately, over time, that developmental aspect of secrecy means that person is more likely to go out and hold their own secrets. And then that's how you kind of get into the circle of then becoming an abuser, because someone abused you. So in your mind, over time, again, when you are abused by someone over time, you may find a bond and form a bond in a sense of attachment with the abuser. So now there's a relationship that you had based on your trauma. So now you go out and you try to repeat that relationship with someone else with the notion that, hey, this is a thing between us. There's a sense of secrecy. And now the cycle continues to repeat itself.
Yeah, it's got to be difficult to be a counselor dealing with these types of issues. I know that Ronaldo had a question as well. Ronaldo, what's your question?
Yeah, so we're talking about complex trauma, and a lot of the stuff abuse that you mentioned was physical. What about verbal and mental abuse? Can you experience complex trauma from that?
I think that obviously any type of abuse over time that's prolonged, I mean, if you are in a situation where for years and years and years upon years, somebody is kind of verbally abusing you and mentally abusing you. And it just depends on the way in which they go about mentally abusing you. Are they mentally abusing you by locking you in a closet for, you know, or in a cage from time on in? So maybe they never actually physically hit you, but they kind of locked you in a cage, right? So there's a great book, The Boy Who Was Raised by a Dog. I can't think of the author name at the time, but he talked about a boy who was kind of put in a cage and raised as a pet and kind of how he experienced complex trauma. So I would say yes. If you are experiencing, there's different types of different types of emotional abuse and mental abuse. But yes, you can develop complex trauma from being in an emotionally abusive relationship.
Wow. Is there any difference between prolonged and repeated trauma, or is it all the same?
I think I think it's used interchangeably, and I would say that if you were looking to try to make a key differentiation between the two, then you're going to say prolonged trauma can be, again, we're talking about somebody who's maybe in a concentration camp, somebody who's in prison, somebody who's kidnapped and locked up there in a situation where they don't have the freedom to leave, right? So they're being held mm-hmm. captive. And then when you're talking about repeated trauma, you can be talking about just something that has happened multiple times. So maybe that your father abused you several times throughout your life. But, I mean, there was no sense of being held captive or anything like that. You have freedom to leave, go to school, go hang with your friends. But, you know, over years of your life, you were physically abused.
Yeah. Wow. You know, this is a difficult subject, actually, to talk about. And I'm sure there's so many people out there that have had, well, we all go through trauma. Everybody experiences trauma at some point in their life, but we're talking with Dewan Bennett about understanding complex trauma. So let me ask you this. Is there a resolution? How do we resolve this trauma?
I think if you want to say what are the next steps if somebody identifies what their trauma are, I think, you know, treatment is very important. And when I talk about treatment, whether we're talking about medication or we're talking about therapy, preferably both in some cases, depending on the symptoms that you're experiencing, I want to say this, and it's always important for people to understand why therapy is so important when a person has trauma, particularly complex trauma. The psychoeducational piece of therapy where you're learning about yourself, particularly your triggers, right, is very important mm-hmm. because I think the more that you know or you have an understanding of why you do something, the better you are equipped to go out and fix it. So wow. A lot of times what you see is the person, they go and they get therapy, but the therapy goes right into the exposure. So whether they're doing EMDR, which is the eye movement desensitization reprocessing therapy, or they're doing some type of exposure therapy, if that person's going in and they're learning these skills, but they're not knowing where they came from, that can be difficult. So making sure they're getting some type of psychoeducational therapy with that exposure therapy, that's going to help a person. And also being able to establish a sense of healthy relationships. So much of therapy focuses on identifying positive and healthy relationships in your life, because again, complex trauma started with somebody who was a caretaker or somebody that right. you had a sense of trust and it was broken. So being able to learn how to go out and reestablish healthy, positive relationships in your life.
I apologize. I have to cut you off because I don't want to miss the goal. I miss the post. Always great speaking with you. And it's a little difficult to navigate through this, you know, doing it from home. But thank you so much, Dewan, for all your incredible content. Everyone out there listening, go forward today and have a beautiful day, because you only get one body, one mind, and one life. So get out there and make the most of it.